Lewis, the yard teacher, frowned. The schoolyard was a mess. There were pencils and pieces of paper everywhere. How'd all this junk get here, he wondered. Well, I'm not going to pick it up. It wasn't his job to pick up garbage. He was just supposed to pass out the balls during lunch and recess and also make sure the kids didn't kill each other. He sighed, then began cleaning it up. He loved all the children at Wayside School. He didn't want them playing on a dirty playground. As he was picking up the pencils and pieces of paper, a large truck drove into the parking lot. It honked its horn twice, then twice more. Lewis ran to the truck. "Quiet!" he whispered. "Children are trying to learn in there!" He pointed at the school. A short man with big, bushy hair stepped out of the truck. "I have a package for somebody named Mrs. Jules," he said. "I'll take it," said Lewis. "Are you Mrs. Jules?" asked the man. "No," said Lewis. "I have to give it to Mrs. Jules," said the man. Lewis thought a moment. He didn't want the man disturbing the children. He knew how much they hated to be interrupted when they were working. "I'm Mrs. Jules," he said. "But you just said you weren't Mrs. Jules," said the man. "I changed my mind," said Lewis. The man got the package out of the back of the truck and gave it to Lewis. "Here you go, Mrs. Jules," he said. "Ugh," Lewis grunted. It was a very heavy package. The word fragile was printed on every side. He had to be careful not to drop it. The package was so big, Lewis couldn't see where he was going. Fortunately, he knew the way to Mrs. Jules's class by heart. It was straight up.